maybe something to mix it up a bit. My newest book is made up almost entirely of gazelles. And gazelles are a North African form. And you have to watch very closely because they're, or you don't have to watch very closely, because they're made up of unrelated couplets. Or the couplets are related only metaphorically. I'll read a really rank one first. This is a poem that's not part of the Poetry in the Schools project. This is a kind of poem, too, that, not to be appalling in middle class, this is the kind of poem that when I write it, I have to explain to my wife that it's not autobiographical. It was written on a trout fishing trip in Montana a few years back. It's called Cowgirl. A real girl, you know. It's not like James Dickey's Sheep Child, but an actual honest-to-God type rodeo queen, you know. Not a queen, but a rodeo queen. I'm withdrawing slowly behind the curtains. Anyway, cowgirl. A little short gazelle. Or not even a true gazelle, as Diane will remind me. The boots were on the couch and had manure on their heels and tips. The cowgirl with vermilion udders and ears that tasted of cream pulled on her Levi's. The saddle is not sore, and the crotch with its directionless brain is pounded by hammers. Less like flowers than grease fittings, women win us to the life of holes, their negative space. I don't know you and won't. You look at my hairline while I work, conscious of history in a bottomless lake. Thighs that are indecently strong and have won the West. I'll go back home where women are textured as marshmallows. There.